This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding forth on old Dan this morning. Come on, Dan, let's go. Got to get up and get going. Monday morning, you ought to be ready to go. You've been resting all evening, all the weekend in the barn, and while we've been bringing the services. And the Old Trailblazer kind of weary, but we'll get over that. A good, bright, and shiny morning this morning. Good to have all you folks with us at this time. Many of you who've heard the Old Trailblazer for quite a while, and you know that we're bringing you God's message as it is, and men as they are, and we're bringing you only thus saith the Lord. And we've been looking at this study on the second coming of our blessed Lord for quite a while. And in our last study, last week, we had come down to where the Lord, after the resurrection, the Lord had come back again, and we saw those things. We see here at that time, Israel was born as a nation in one day. I wish we could get this picture. Here is the Antichrist and his armies destroyed, with the Antichrist and the false prophet cast into hell. And on one hand is the redeemed church, the bride of Christ, who has owned him and followed him. On the other side, other hand, there is redeemed Israel, the Jews who have repented in sackcloth and ashes and have been washed in the blood. Then there's Christ in the midst of all of them. He will enter into Jerusalem in a kingly triumph. Won't that be a great day? No doubt when he comes forth in great triumph, then will come to pass the fulfillment of that 24th Psalm. I hope you have read it. These verses, listen, when the voices shall cry, "Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in." Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty in battle. Then we anticipate such a day. When we anticipate such a day, and such an hour, when our Lord shall come forth to reign in his mighty power, our hearts, I believe, will swell within us with loud hosannas, praising the Lord for his mighty salvation, his glory and power, and his right to reign. You know, one of the things that I don't see much of in this life, in this time we live in, we don't see many people praising the Lord. I don't. And why is it? Because there's not many people who know the Lord. Now, then with one word, the Son of God will cause the atmospheric heavens. We saw that in our last study, but I wanted to go back over it just a moment. We saw there the Son of God will cause the atmospheric heavens that now surround the earth so full of dust and bacteria and every germ and disease and death, all of that to be cleared away. He will purify this old earth and make it fit place to live in. Talk about global warming and all of those things, the EPA findings and all of those things. The Lord's going to clear all that up, my friend. He's going to speak it into existence. Then, according to God's word, a mighty river shall break out from around the temple area of Mount Zion there in Jerusalem and flow down to the Dead Sea, changing it into a lake of fresh, transparent water. Jerusalem shall be rebuilt unto the Lord, and it will be his throne and dwelling place. It will be so built that nevermore will it be plucked up or thrown down by the hand of man. The great temple, as described in Ezekiel 40, will be erected. As someone has said, when this temple shall have been built according to the plan laid down in God's word, the structure will rise in such proportions of beauty and majesty and resplendent glory that the wonder of it will fill the earth. Oh, we talk about the seven wonders of the world today and all of those things, and they're beautiful. I've seen a few of them. But my friend, that won't anything compare with what the Lord's going to do. Oh, no, it won't compare, my friend. When the city of Jerusalem shall have been rebuilt and the temple finished, the Lord Jesus shall take his abode up in that new temple. Then multitudes of pilgrims will come from the uttermost parts of the earth to worship the Lord in Jerusalem, to fall down before him as Thomas and say, "My Lord and my God." My friend. You know, when these pilgrims get the first glimpse of that holy city, they will cry out, "The Lord is there." Do you know the name of the city from that day shall be Jehovah Shammah? Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there. Yes, my friend, yes. The Lord Jesus will be there in all the fullness of his Godhead bodily, in his deity, in all of his humility. He'll be there. You and I, in our finite minds, we can't conceive of that, can we? I've seen some of the seven wonders of the world. Oh, the Grand Canyon and all of those things, and other things that may, that great national forest of ours, and they're so beautiful. We can't comprehend them. But listen, the Lord will be there in that city. He'll be there, the mighty God, the Son of Mary, the Son of Man, and the Prince of Peace, all in one. All over the earth, the news will spread. Don't you know the Lord is there? He's at Jerusalem. He sits on his throne. Let's go there and worship. The Lord will remember his covenant with Israel. The 12 tribes will be gathered there together. With outstretched hand, he will gather them in. As he has said, behold, I will bring them from the north country and gather them from the coast of the earth. And with them, the blind and the lame and the woman with child and her that dwelleth with child together, a great company shall return thither. My friend, I don't know if you're paying any attention, but this is what shall be. One day when our Lord has returned to this old wicked earth. Oh, my friend, he said they shall come with weeping, with supplications. Will I lead them? I will cause them to walk by the rivers of water in a straight way wherein they shall not stumble. For I am the father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Then again he says, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will take the children of Israel from among the heathen where they have gone, and I will gather them on every side and bring them into their own land, and I will make them one nation in the land upon the mountains of Israel, and one king shall be their king, and they shall be no more two nations, neither shall be divided into two kingdoms any more at all, according to Ezekiel 37:21-22. Then will the 12 apostles themselves, Jews, be the rulers according their rulers according to the promise which the Lord Jesus himself made. Listen, I appoint unto you a kingdom as my Father has appointed unto me, that ye may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. You'll find that there in Luke 12:29. Yes, the Lord will take his seat in the temple. First, as the son of Abraham. As the son of Abraham, he is the covenant owner and possessor of all the land. In Genesis 15:18, God said, unto thy seed have I given this land, from the river of Egypt unto the great river Euphrates. According to Galatians 3:16, thy seed refers to Christ. Not only will he lie, not only will he sit on the throne of the son of Abraham, as the son of Abraham, but he will sit there as the son of David. As the son of David, he is the heir of David's throne. The Lord God shall give unto him the throne of David, his father, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever and forever, and his kingdom there shall be no end. Luke 1:32. Then he will sit down on the throne as a son of the Virgin Mary. As it is written, she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, and he shall save his people from their sin. He shall sit in the temple as a son of man, because he is the supreme and the final judge, according to John 5:27, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man, and he will sit in the temple on his throne of the Son of God. As the Son of God, my friend. Oh, you skeptics and agnostics can run and tell and squawk and talk. But listen, in Hebrews 1:8, we find these words. But unto the Son he saith, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever, a scepter of righteousness in the scepter of thy kingdom. Oh, my friend, what a gracious thought. Then he will take upon himself his office as teacher. In speaking of the millennial reign of Christ on earth, The Bible says, the word of the Lord shall go forth from Jerusalem. And according to Zechariah 8, when man shall take hold of all languages of all nations, even shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, we shall go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. Yes, the Lord indeed. Listen, yes, the Lord indeed. The Lord shall teach the old book, the old Bible. Won't it be marvelous, my friend, and gracious? Indeed, to sit at his feet as teacher and hear him unfold the words of this book that I hold in my hand. He will teach the Bible as we have it today, beginning, at the Pentateuch, Genesis. He will go through the entire book, unfolding its mysteries, setting forth its great truths, until he closes with the book of Revelation. Won't that be a great time? Folks say they don't understand. Well, if you know the Lord's going to reveal those things to us. No doubt he'll make his face to shine from the dullest page and lift us up into the heights of glory as he explains the prophecies concerning himself and then takes us over the hallowed ground of his earthly life. No doubt he will lead us back to where he was born, from there to the Garden of Gethsemane, down to Calvary's mountain, where he was crucified, and set forth the glories of his cross in dying for sinners. My friend, are you a child of God? Listen, would you listen? From there to the empty tomb where he arose from the grave. Won't that be marvelous? Just to sit at his feet, to sit at his feet and hear him talk about the cross, where he died, where he paid the sinner's debt, and then take us out there to the garden where he was buried and talk about that empty tomb and the glories of the resurrection. Oh, my friend, we'll never grow tired. We'll never grow tired. Yes, the word of the Lord will go forth from Jerusalem. Oh, what a day that will be. It will be a worldwide evangelism. Redeemed Israel will be the preachers. They shall carry the glad tidings to the ends of the earth. And in those days, to be a Jew will be the highest honor. Men of the nations will seek him out. They'll say, let me go with you. Carry me to Jerusalem. I want to learn of the things of God. All men shall come to know the Lord in his holy temple. And listen, vast multitudes will be genuinely saved and made one with him. You talk about worldwide evangelism, that's when we'll have it, my friend. Oh, what a day that's to be. I hope these have been interesting studies for you. We have two or three or four more the rest of this week. And we're talking about when the Lord will have returned to this earth and sitting there in the temple in Jerusalem. But the old trailblazer, here every day, Monday through Friday at this time. And I'm hoping and praying that you'll get these CDs. There'll be about 20 of them. And then give them to your family. You have a young family coming up, and they don't hear the gospel, I can tell you that now. They don't hear much. And, my friend, they can play these over and over and over, one every night before you go to bed. And listen, the old trailblazer needs a little help now with the broadcast. Would you help me just a little bit? Radio missions. And remember my mailing address, the old trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. Goodbye, and God bless you.